Tuesday, July 31st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. China was on track to import more than 100 million metric tons of soybeans before putting on the brakes. For years, Chinese soy demand was on a growth trajectory that was supported by increasing consumption. As its peasant class was lifted to become consumers by economic growth, calorie intake and the quality of diet improved in China, supporting significant growth in food import demand to fill that need. China made the strategic decision to rely on the United States for soy. That has stopped for the time being as Beijing manages around new origin of soy supply as a result of the retaliatory tariffs. By subsidizing internal production, finding replacement feedstuffs, changing the source of foreign origination, and modifying domestic demand, the global supply chain that was serving China will be completely changed if this trade war protracts. If gone on too long, even after an eventual trade resolution between the U.S. and China, too much will have been altered, along with an era of distrust for things to return as they were in the relationship between the U.S. and China relative to ag trade. Many repeat the mantra that I tire of hearing, that they have to eat, suggesting that they will be forced to buy U.S. commodities. They do have to eat, but they will pay others to grow them food, and they will make the United States their residual supplier of last choice. Tremendous financial incentive will be given South American soy producers to be the primary source of supply. We have many Brazilian contacts, and they are saying that Trump is the best president that they ever had. Infrastructure improvement in South America will demand a long-term commitment from China, one that I am told that they are not quite ready to make yet, hoping for a resolution of the trade war. Once they make financial decisions to commit to that supply chain, they will not be easily reversed. The U.S. produces over 4.4 billion bushels of soybeans, and China bought half of them, dwarfing all other buyers. The European Union will import approximately 15 million metric tons of soybeans, predominantly non-GMO soybeans. They buy about 4 million metric tons from us now. They could double that amount, and it would mean almost nothing compared to what we lost from China. Comparative imports of soybeans of 15 million metric tons versus 100 million metric tons shows how small the EU demand really is up against China's. Brazil only produces about 5 million metric tons of non-GMO soybeans, and we assume that the EU buys most of those, so that is the demand that will shift to us. As noted, the EU uses the precautionary principle and uses it to ban our GMO food and feedstuffs. President Trump claims to have opened the European Union market, but when you get to the bottom of things, they did not surrender their precautionary principle, they did not drop their ban on GMO products, and they say they did not agree to buy a specific amount of U.S. soybeans. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Donald says that he opened up the European Union market to U.S. farmers. Yes, they will buy more U.S. non-GMO soybeans because they are forced to come here by the Chinese tariffs, making Brazilian beans too expensive and ours cheap. But beyond that, they agreed to nothing. They could bid up non-GMO soybeans in the United States, but they made no concessions to drop their GMO barriers. I don't sell non-GMO soybeans, and neither do most of you. First, Trump needs to force the EU to end their trade barriers on U.S. commodities. They need to buy the same soybeans, corn, beef, pork, and chicken that U.S. consumers do. Until that happens, their market is closed. If EU officials agreed to that, there would be massive riots and protests in most of Europe against Brussels. Their ag sector would go literally crazy. German and French officials said that there was no agreement to buy more soybeans. The U.S. spokesman in Brussels said after Trump's comments, "On agriculture, I think that we've been very clear on that, that agriculture is out of the scope of these discussions. We are not negotiating about ag products," unquote. What Trump said and what the EU spokesman said could not be more opposite. He is playing farmers here, telling them what he thinks they want to hear. Claims made by Trump of the negotiations were going to get European Union head Claude Juncker in trouble back home. He had no such authority to make such concessions. Juncker said, "The U.S. heavily insisted to include the whole field of agricultural products in the negotiations. We refused because I don't have a mandate, and that's a very sensitive issue in Europe," unquote. He says that Trump asked them to do him a favor and buy more soybeans in Iowa, but they agreed to nothing. I'm not convinced that Trump even knows about the precautionary principle or that the EU doesn't buy GMO soybeans. Trump wanted to cool things off and dial things back with the fall election approaching. There is a time out on the acrimony between Trump and the EU, but nothing more. Europe's markets have not been open to U.S. farmers. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.